Akik szeretnének, leülhetnek árnyékba. Gyertek egy vendéget, és egy árnyékba üljenek.
We have reached the shelter of Yamuna Devi.
You
can see this is where she's appearing from underground. But actually she's also flowing upwards. And there are many pastime places in that direction. We will not go there now. We'll only try to finish this area in the morning. Devotees can take some water from Yamuna Devi, put it on their head. This is just fresh water from the stream. It looks yellowish because Srimati Radharani comes here and the water becomes colored, golden color. The place where we are now is called Sanaroka. This is the place of Surabhi Muni. This is where Surabhi Muni had his ashram. I mentioned yesterday that he was performing austerities under the water. But somehow he got in an argument with Garudaji. And Garuda is the topmost Vaishnava, and so Bari Muni is only a yogi. So the reaction for this offense was that he couldn't maintain his celibate life. And then Sabari Muni went up to Govardhan and married the daughters of Maharaj Mandata and was living on the bank of the Manasaganga. Nagaloka is also here. If someone wants to go directly to the Nagas, which is a lower heavenly planet, that's where Nagas are coming from.
Oda lehet menni.
So you can go to Nagaloka. This was the place where Bhima fell when he was poisoned. He was given the poisoned cake.
Narayanpur
is also here. Here the gopis were joking with Krishna. So you're saying that you're the Supreme Lord? Show us this Narayan form. And then Krishna manifested the four-armed form as Lord Narayan. And from here, towards south where Gaura Shakti Prabhu is standing, I didn't hear the name, but someone's performing austerities. Now look towards the flags. The colorful is Agavan.
Agavan, ahol megnyilvánult Agasura.
That's where Agasura manifested himself. That's Agavan. He was very huge. When he opened his mouth, then it reached up to the clouds.
And when the cowherd boys saw him, they were coming this way with the cows. And then they said, it looks like a big snake. What does he want to do? He wants to swallow us. Okay, now let's walk into his mouth. Yes, Krishna will protect us. And the boys, together with the calves, walked into Agasura's mouth.
And there they fainted because it smelled so bad. But then Krishna also walked in there into the mouth and stomach of Agasura and then killed Agasura. That's also the place of the spring rasa dance. Springtime Radhishyam are dancing there. Agasura's body was from there all the way down to Kaliyagat. So this is Agavan. It's also known as Shapoli or Parasholi, the place where there are snakes. The next place is the yellow flag. After Krishna killed Agasura and brought back the cowherd boys to life, what did they do? They were eating. That's where they were eating. They didn't go too far from the dead snake. They just took out their lunch packs and they were eating. Is the next one Atasu? The green one?
Mert mely az a zöld, Harikama. 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 Azt nem választottam ki Harikama. Az egy másik.
I didn't choose Parikrama. That's another place connected to Lord Brahma. The Brahma Vimohana Arena also takes place here. So I also only picked a few, so I won't speak about the green one. What's the next?
As I said,
where they are sitting, Atasu is there. And the ashram of Ashtavakra Muni is there. And there's also Ekanamsa. When Kamsa tried to kill Yogamaya, she flew up in the sky. And she went to different places. She's also living in the Vindhya Mountains, but also where the yellow flag is. Ekanamsa Devi. Another form is living there. She has eight arms. And in Vrindavan, this is where the Vindhya Mountains are present in an uppercut form.
Van egy másik hely, amit nem jelentek ki, és az a, még a tőképen sincsen, hát akkor nem tudom megmutatni, hogy hol van, de körülbelül erre
there's another place in this direction, about 100 meters up is Harashali, which is a place of the rasa dance. And on the right side, a little bit further up on the hill,
Varahara
is there. I was speaking about this the day before yesterday.
Varahara, ottan, ahol megint Krishna
Varahara is the place where Krishna also manifested his Varaha Rupa. And the cowherd boys wanted to see it. They said, show us, because just a little bit further in that direction. The Maki is standing. That's
Varaha.
Here, Krishna showed the form of Varaha to the gopis. And then the cowherd boys said, we also want to see. Of course, they also saw it up there when we were yesterday at Govardhan Hill.
And then here,
Krishna manifested his Varaha Rupa.
Benne volt a hangulata, hogy felemeli
but
a
it was not like at Govardhan Hill, where he was in the mood of lifting the earth, but he was in a playful mood, and like a boar, he started to play with the cowherd boys. They were running around, and he was running around, they held his tail, he was playing here and there. So they were playing together. Krishna like Lord Varaha and the cowherd boys. That's Varahara. And I was showing you that's where Varahagat is. Which means we will go to the next place, which is Gogat.
És Gogat az a hely, ahol Nanda Baba adott teheneket.
Gogat is the place where Nanda Baba was giving cows, giving away so many cows. And people who want to give away cows, then that's the place to do it. Then we get extra benefit if we do it here in Krishna Valley. So let us move on towards Gogat. Somebody can go down to the river and bring some water up in a bottle or a cup and sprinkle on everybody.
They can see that the Yamuna
River is becoming bigger here.
Ahogy mondtam, itten szokta Nanda Maharaj számolni a teheneket.
As I said, Nanda Maharaj was counting the cows here. He was giving cows away here.
Ez az erdő a másik oldalon, ami így jön.
And the forest on the other side that comes down to here
is Bandiravan.
Is Bandiravan.
És pont azok az erdők előtt van Bandiraka. Bandiraka az a hely a másik oldalon. Ide jönnek a jakság és a démonok fürödni a Hunnában. So este ne jöjjetek ide.
Don't come here at night time.
A másik oldalra.
At least not to the other side.
És itten de most nem küldünk pattákat, mert akkor át kellene fütni a másik oldalon.
We won't send the flags because they would need to go across. But just across from us is another Venukup. Another coop, a well.
Krishna-nak a fuvolája,
made by Krishna's flute.
A megnyilvánulása napja a 24 inkarnációnak, akkor a víz annak a kútnak, amikor megássuk, akkor tejbe válik.
And the day of the appearance of the 24 incarnations, when we look into this well, the water turns into milk.
And also
on Dhruva Maharaj's birthday,
úszott,
once when Lord Balaram was swimming here, because the other side is Balaram's territory. This side is Krishna's, the other side is Baladeji's.
Balaram
came to swim here and he put his crown down beside the well and then it fell into the well. And then Baladevji's crown is also in there. He didn't climb after it. It's still inside.
Garga
Samhita explains
Ur Brahma házasította Radha and Krishna.
That Lord Brahma married Radha and Krishna.
És ez is itten történik a másik oldalon, Jamunának.
This also takes place on the other side of the Yamuna.
Ugye vannak azok a személyeknek, akik ez a nem házassági kapcsolat, bár ez Krishna között, az egy kifogás.
There are those people who find this unwed relationship between Radha and Krishna as a problem to relate to Krishna. So therefore Brahma arranged the wedding ceremony for Radha and Krishna on the other side. And a little bit further on the other side is a place called Chaheri or Chaya.
Chaya az meg azt jelenti, hogy árnyék. És ottan a tehén pásztor fiúk, ők leültek az
Chaya means shadow, and the cowherd boys sat down in the shade, and what did they do? They ate.
És persze ide hozza Krishna a teheneket.
And of course Krishna brings the cows here, so that they can graze. They're playing here, swimming in the water. Shukadeva Goswami explains this in great detail, how they're jumping after the frogs. They're jumping from the trees, the branches of the trees, into the water, and they're enjoying themselves very much. And the cows are grazing. When they're tired, they rest. When they're thirsty, they drink. And like the Govardhan Hill, the bank of the Yamuna is a favorite playing area of Lord Krishna. And from here, we'll go to the famous Kaliya Tirtha or Kaliya Ghat.
Hol van a piros? Ott van a piros. Hát el fogok
Which is the red
mellette.
Flag. We will go beside it.
Ugye azt ismerjük, mert ott van, amikor Kaliya megnyilvánult.
You know Kaliya Ghat, because when Kaliya became manifest, Nagaloka, here is Nagaloka. So from Nagaloka,
Kaliya, és itten uralkodott, itten lakott.
Kaliya came up. And he was living here in the water, and he completely poisoned all of the Yamuna. So one day the cowherd boys came here, and the cows, and when they were drinking the water, all of them died. Krishna brought them back to life, and then there is a kadamba tree there.
Ős kadamba fa,
very ancient kadamba tree.
Egyik társa, Krishnának.
It's actually one of the associates of Krishna.
Hát Krishna,
and from the branch of this kadamba tree, Krishna was standing there, and they're saying that he was doing this with his arms like a bird, and then he jumped into the water.
És amikor beugort a vízbe,
and when he jumped,
akkor ide-oda játszott,
he was playing here and there.
Kaliya meg nagyon zavart volt,
and Kaliya was so disturbed, saying, "Who dares to swim in my waters?" And then he came and saw Krishna. First, he was so much enchanted, how beautiful this little boy is.
És amikor megfogta,
he caught him with his coils.
Akkor csak úgy látták a tehénpásztor fiú,
and then the cowherd boys saw,
terjedt a hír,
and immediately the news spread.
Egész akkor mostan Brindavanban laktak, ami azt jelenti,
that time
hogy
they were living in Brindavan,
másik,
which means
a dombon, a másik
just
oldalon,
there on the other side of the hill in Chatikar.
Nanda Maharaj,
that's where Nanda Maharaj lived, and Mother Yashoda, and they were running here immediately. As soon as Mother Yashoda saw Krishna in such a situation, she fainted. And then when she again woke up, she wanted to run into the Yamuna. She didn't think of what she will do. She just wanted to help Krishna, and others had to hold her back. Everyone is in great crisis except for Baladev. He was thinking, Krishna will surely do something wonderful. And this is true. Krishna pulled himself out, and then he started to dance on the 100 heads of Kaliya.
So we can imagine how wonderfully Krishna was dancing. Kali always tried to beat him, and Krishna was always jumping from one head to the other and dancing. And he wasn't just dancing, but whenever he was dancing, he kicked Kali on his head. So it wasn't just dancing, but he was also kicked on the head, which is great mercy. Krishna kicks someone on the head. And everyone was so much enchanted, and Krishna was dancing here on the heads of Kaliya. And Sanatana Goswami explains, well, he speaks about Goloka Vrindavan, that these things also happen there. And he says, so that no one else would see, he brought the gopis on the top of the head of Kaliya. They must have been convinced to do this experiment. And he was performing rasa dance. Shukadeva Goswami doesn't mention this, but Sanatana Goswami explains this. When we want to offer water to the demigods, we can do it here at Kaliya Ghat. And if we just taste a little bit of this water, we can become liberated from all sin. If we go a little bit further, the yellow flag is Gopal Ghat. So let us go there. As we're going forward, see how beautiful Yamuna Devi is here, how she became manifest here over the past years. And this is actually a very beautiful place where we don't only plan to have pavilions, but also nice ghats where people can come and bathe and respect for Krishna.
Yamuna Devi ki
jai. See what a beautiful, peaceful place this is. We have some time. Devotees can chant their Gayatris a little later. And we'll hear about pastimes.
Gopal Ghat, Amitan, Krishna Tir, Kaliya Koyogo.
After Krishna came out from the Kaliya River, and Kaliya was sent away, Srila Prabhupada said that Kaliya was rejected, he had to go to Fiji, that's where he's staying now. Therefore, when Prabhupada established the temple there, the deities are Kaliya Krishna deities. And there is a saying of the people there that there is a big hill where there is a lake where a snake lives. So people say these things without having read the Bhagavatam. And Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj brought Krishna here and they sat down here. And then Mother Yashoda was examining every part of Krishna's body, whether it's cut anywhere, any bruises anywhere, on the feet. Because he was always kicking Kali on the head. And here again, Nanda Maharaj gave so many cows away. Because his little son was saved. In that direction, you can see a rose garden.
Oh, it's
Takshananda Tirtha is the next place.
Praksha Ananda Anda az jelenti, hogy Krishna ide jött.
Anda means Krishna came here.
Ide ment, akkor itten a napisten jött őt.
And then the sun god came here to warm him up because he was in the water for so long. It was cold. For so many hours he was in the water and then he was dancing. And the hoots is the snake, which are also cold. And then the sun god came here and Krishna started to sweat. And his sweating flowed into the Yamuna. And this is where Ganga Devi meets the Yamuna. The water that washes his feet is the Ganga. And when Krishna came here, Srimati Radharani from a distance, because she cannot be so close when there are so many people, she was praying to the sun god. She is the devotee of the sun god. And she was praying to the sun god. The Chyamasundar is so cold. He's just standing there and he's so feeling so cold. Please warm him up. And then not just the sun god, but all the 12 of them appeared. That's why this place is called Vadasaditya Tila. That's where the Madan Mohan temple is. And Sanatana Goswami's Bhajan Kutir. Where is Gaura Baitak? And here is where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came when he was visiting Vrindavan. It's interesting that here is this rose garden. We started it 4 or 5 years ago. And when I was recently reading the Vidagdha Madhava,
Krishna,
Madhumanga says to Krishna, and Lalita Devi says to Srimati Radharani, that let us go to Prakshananda Tirtha. There are so many roses growing, and from these roses we can make rose water with which they can write letters to each other. It's interesting that we have a rose garden here and a rose garden there. This is not an ordinary thing that the sun god had the opportunity to approach Krishna, because here is Surya Kund at this Prakshananda Tirtha, and Surya Ghat is here. And in the past, the sun god performed serious austerities to be able to offer direct service to Krishna. And then when Radha and Krishna came here, and they accidentally met, this was, and then when they started to speak, then Mukhara appeared, the mother-in-law. And then they could meet in this Bhadrakali Tirtha beside the Brahmachari Ashram. That's where the Brahmacharis look out the window, that's what they see. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was here. And what's the next flag? The green one? The green flag is Yugalagat. We should see that here on the bank of the Yamuna there are the ghats one after each other. It would be so beautiful to have little steps here where devotees can go down to the water. And besides the generator, it's such a quiet place. It's just like being by the Yamuna. And Shyamasundar comes here to Yugalgat when he's taking the cows to graze, and then he leaves the cows and the cowherd boys and comes here, and he sits down and he's waiting for Srimati Radharani. And then when she arrives, then they go swimming to the Yamuna. It is said that because Krishna is always waiting here for Srimati Radharani, one can always meet him here. And all the desires of the devotee can be fulfilled here. This is Yugalgat. And then the red one is Virahagat. After having bathed at the green ghat, they go to the red, and you can see the willow tree, and in the shade of this willow tree they take rest, and then they are talking to each other. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur wrote a little book that describes a verse written by Rupa Goswami, what Radhe Shyam are talking. So if devotees come here and they are chanting here under the willow tree, then for sure they will hear it. Now we will continue. Go to the next place where we stop. We'll go under a big tree on the bank.